Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today? And again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department.
Hi, this is Catherine Souther.
Okay. Can you provide me with
zip code? Pardon? Zip code 97439.
Thank you. And can I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Katherine Souther.
Thank you. Give me a moment while I try to locate the account for you. Please stay in line.
Now you have the rug in your bed. You are good. He's got my rug in his bed.
The whole big one?
The whole big one.
Wow.
That doesn't look very comfy, dog. That's kind of heavy for you to try to make a tent in. Did I get hanged up on?
I'm here. I'm looking for the account. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm looking for the account. I'm just trying to
look for
it. It's system's loading a little slow this
evening.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I didn't hear that lovely music, so I thought you left me.
No. There's no hold music. I was just here looking for
fine.
Type information in.
Thank you
I
very
apologize.
Much.
That's we only have any music when we transfer calls.
Well, good.
It's the only time there's any music being played.
Well, that's good. I'm not
you're
real
you're
hot
good.
On my
chin. I'm not either. I hear it when it gets transferred to me until it stops. So I agree. It could be better. Okay, can I have the shipping address, please?
2021 12th Street, number 18. That's Florence, Oregon. Yeah, there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I pulled up the account with that information today, ma'am. I am showing this is in regards to the discount club membership. Give me a moment, though, so I can just make sure I see what's all been done to this account.
Yeah, please. Because I didn't do it.
Okay, so I am showing... This was created when you initially had been selected for the kitchen aid mixer that was for $5.74. That entered you into a sweepstakes to win in a raffle the kitchen aid mixer.
Okay, I did not do that. I don't get into raffles.
And each month you enrolled and billed the membership fee, you'd receive $125 gift card to shop online at our online store.
No, thank you. I don't know why this charge is here, but I did not make it.
Okay. And no one else in your household ever placed this order?
No one. I don't understand what's going on.
This is the turn of the month when it happens.
Yeah, I don't have any money on the first of the month.
Yeah.
I don't get my check till the third, so I don't know how I paid that initial $5 she referred to. And then the $67 after that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I did not sign up for that. She canceled me from the whatever it is that I was joining.
What
is she canceled? She canceled me from monthly charges to be a member of this whatever they are.
Okay, ma'am. So I will go ahead and proceed forward with the fraud claim. I do see it's already canceled. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used, with that information to also verify the local authorities. We'll also verify the location of where the order took place when
That's
it was
fine.
Placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
Yes, I do. I want it taken off my account, and yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, please stay in line while I go ahead and get this filed.
You know, you would have received information in my email telling me about this charge, or maybe something in my email telling me about what I'm a member to, or maybe congratulations, you are now a member to. I have nothing.
You also don't need a blender.
It's a blender. I don't know how to take that.
I'm still here. Please stay in line.
You know, here's the sad thing. I'm on a new card. And on my last one, I was charged for someone to make their payment to a credit card company. Now, how my card is getting out there for this information, I don't know, unless they're getting it off the internet. That's the only thing I can think of. And they're just pulling money, and I don't know how the hell they're able to do that. I'm very confused.
So this account was created online, ma'am. It was done back on again. 12-1, ma'am, is when it was created. And that was done when they were selected. A KitchenAid mixer as a gift was selected.
Mm-hmm.
Now you stated you never created this account. And again, I'll be happy to proceed forward with the fraud claim.
Yes,
that's what I'm currently doing and working on right now for you.
Yes.
This filing is fraud for you.
Yeah, what is the $67 what it costs a month?
Yes, and that will have been what it costs a month. Now, do you see
payment
for that declined? And did not
no, all I'm seeing is 12-8, $67.32 was taken out of my account.
I did not see that one go through. Yeah, I see that one on 12-6. The initial one on 12-5 that we had tried to build declined.
And how much is
it? Attempted again. Since it declined on the 6th of December. That's what our system does. If you don't call and cancel, it will attempt to bill. If it declines, it will attempt a few days later again.
Okay, so the only charge you've taken is the $67.32, correct?
That's the most recent charge, correct. Yeah.
Okay, it needs to go away. Please.
I am working on getting it filed this Friday. I understand, ma'am.
Thank you.
Give me just a few moments. I'll have confirmation numbers when you're ready.
Absolutely.
Once I'm finished with this, and I'll provide you with that information.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
So you finished blender?
Yeah, KitchenAid is like a big blender.
When did it turn out?
I don't know.
To somebody.
Yeah, did the blender go to somebody? Is that what the deal is?
So what happens is it's an entry for the $6.95 into a raffle to be sweepstakes to enter that allows you to win, have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, yeah, I'm not interested in
any of that. Nope, you're fine, ma'am. I'm filing it as fraud for you. Please stand in line. I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim. Please stay in line.
Sure. Well, if he's going to turn it over to legal authorities, we have family that works at the pop shop. So we can follow through on it really well.
I'm still here.
That's fine. Thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Y'all have a good holiday. Any good
yeah, nice
family visiting? Good.
This year.
Not this year? Okay. Well, I'm glad you at least had a good holiday.
Yeah, thank you. How was yours?
It was really good. I hosted and cooked for the family. So, yes, I did. So it was so exhausting, but it was fun and I enjoyed it.
I haven't survived Thanksgiving yet. Yeah, look at that.
No, I understand. I didn't do Thanksgiving. I only did Christmas. Someone else got to do that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I did Thanksgiving 1 year and did a turkey, and that was the first and last time doing that turkey.
I don't like the cleanup of a turkey.
It's just too messy, and then if it doesn't cook right, if you're, you know, if your oven's too small, then it won't.
Yeah,
it's a headache. And see, they don't sell any small turkeys. All the turkeys they sell are these big, So.
And I saw the day before Christmas at Fred Meyer, there were mass turkeys in the coolers that are not going to get bought, you know. But hopefully they'll go to Food Share or whatever it is. And they'll be eaten.
Yeah, I think like some grocery stores do that whole buy one, you know, buy a bag or donate $15 for a bag, and they basically put all those aside for that.
Right.
You know, so at least it doesn't, you know, it's a write-off for them, and then it's a, you know, they make a little money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they write off the difference. Mm-hmm.
We have a grocery outlet in our town. It's a small town. And they put a lot of food over to the food share. They don't have a lot of food. Yeah.
Yeah, then they have a big
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of families that need that help.
We have a guy at home that does the food share thing here, and they have a big giant all day thing for people to donate, and he matches it completely in pounds and dollars. Whatever food is given, he matches it, and whatever dollar amount in donations, he matches it dollar for dollar, pound for pound.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
he's done it every year, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You
wrote
a check when
Victor filled the
$40,000. Did he tell you? Yeah. Right on. He does bridges.
No.
He does something engineering. Or hydraulics. I think it's
hydraulics. I'm still here. I'm just working on the...
That's fine.
Refunds for you. Question, there isn't a block or a dispute on that card, correct, ma'am?
I'm working on that right now.
And I'm asking, is there currently a block or dispute with your card company?
Yeah, I go with Relia Card. They're where my direct deposit goes.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of transferring accounts, I believe.
But is there a dispute or a block? Because I'm issuing the refund. There is one?
Yes.
Okay, that's why the refunds keep kicking back, ma'am. I filed the account as fraud, but when I went to go try to refund it, it kept kicking them back for me. Are you able to, like, unlock the card on your end temporarily?
What do you mean?
So you should put money in it.
Yeah, the card's okay for right now. I wanted to resolve this before I did anything.
Oh, okay, so you haven't filed a dispute or blocked it yet, is what you're saying.
No, not yet.
Okay, I misunderstood your answer. I'm sorry. Okay, well then, no worries. I have a different way I can submit the refund through. It's just...
It can go to that account.
Okay.
I will keep that account until I get that.
Okay, so there's not currently a block or dispute on your cards and... That would prevent that. Okay. Just that's what I wanted to make sure. I know you said there wasn't at the beginning of the call, but then for whatever reason it was kicking it back. Some have to do it a different way. Give me just a moment.
All right.
I have to go the long way for it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It sometimes our system is just honestly special. Double checking to make sure it's not anything on your end that's preventing it. So, since it's not your end, it's more than likely it's just still pending. So, that's why our systems can't. It's just special. That's all I can say about it.
Wow.
Sometimes it has issues, sometimes it doesn't, but we'll get it refunded. I'm going in the back way right now to get that handled. So thank you for your patience.
Absolutely.
I apologize about the additional wait for that.
You know what? I'm good.
Okay. So I went ahead and submitted those in the back way for the refunds. You'll be getting $5.74 refund and then the $67.32 refund. And then
thank
your
you
confirmation
very
number for those refunds is going to be 724.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, 724
15738. Got it. Can
okay,
I repeat
it back? Yes, ma'am. You want to repeat it back to me?
7241-5738.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, I was wondering if you could tell me when that would be put back in my
within
account.
The next 3 to 5 business days for you, ma'am. That doesn't include weekends or holidays, though, okay?
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.